WGFradio.me, underground and over the top radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Jeff Overturf, and I'm sitting here with Jerry Audley, and we're going to have us a mighty fine show today. Everybody kick back and enjoy the show from WTFRadio.me.
I've been loving you too long. I don't want to stop now.
Listen, baby.
With you, my life has been so wonderful. I don't want to stop now. Stronger as you become happy to me. I've been loving you too long. I don't want to stop now. I couldn't even if I tried.
All right, that was Jerry Audley. The next song coming up is called Sundown by Jerry Audley.
There's a teenage boy pumping gasoline. He's got empty pockets and worn-out jeans. All the people downtown, when they pass him by, he's got a smile on his face, and they don't know why. He's just waiting on sundown. Girl living on the other side. yeah. She's just waiting on sundown, a love she never wants to be without. Waiting on sundown, hold that boy and know what life's about. Waiting on sundown. There's a teenage boy pumping gasoline, and he's the sweetest thing that she's ever seen. Just waiting on sundown, got a love they never want to be without. Just waiting on sundown, got to hold that love to know what life's about. Just waiting on sundown. Just waiting on sundown. Oh yeah, just waiting on sundown. Oh no, just waiting on sundown.
All right, everybody, this is Jeff Overturf from WTFRadio.me. Today I got with me Jerry Audley. How you doing today, Jerry?
Pretty good. How's it going, Jeff?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. We just recorded a couple of tunes from Jerry live on video, and y'all be able to check that out on WTFRadio.me. Give me a little bit of your background, Jerry. How'd you get into music? When'd you start?
Oh, I started as a young child. You know, my grandmother had me in the church choir, things like that, you know. As I grew up, my uncle owned a beer joint down in East Texas, and I ended up going over there for the summer and working, you know, in the bar and seeing people like George Jones and Ray Price come through there, and kind of jumped off the gospel wagon onto the country deal, and the next thing you know, here I am.
Well, that's great. Where are you from? Where'd you grow up here in Texas?
Marble Falls, you know, up and down 35, you know, Hillsboro, Abbott, Waco. My family moved a lot, so we were all up and down 35 pretty much.
Well, you weren't into oil or gas, were you? Or?
No. My dad was a mechanic, and so I guess he was moving around a lot to keep busy back then, you know.
Well, you know, that's a good redneck profession and a half, being a mechanic in the state of Texas.
Yeah.
Well, tell me a little bit about when did you start playing the guitar? How old were you when you started playing?
Oh, I was probably about 12, 13. My granddaddy had a ranch hand, a Mexican guy from Mexico, worked there and lived on the ranch, and he had an old guitar and kind of started to teach me chords. You know, my dad's side of the family are Nelson, so actually I'm kind of kin in the five generations back of Willie. He's my dad's fifth cousin.
Oh, really?
On my dad's side of the family. And on my mother's side of the family, my great-great-grandfather was Kurt Garner. He played steel guitar for Bob Wills.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's where you got the pipes from.
I guess. Yeah. Well, neither none. Yeah. Well, yeah. I guess you could say that.
Where'd you, you play a lot here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Is that right? Or
We do. We do a lot right around here. I'm stationed out of Frisco, Texas right now. And so we do a lot of, I do a lot of songwriter nights, you know. And when I'm in town, first part of the week, and then, you know, toward the end of the week, the band's out on the road. So we're all over then, you know, all over five-state area pretty much.
Cool. So where's your best crowd? What do you like to play the most?
Oh, man. I played, everywhere. Every crowd's good. But the funnest, most fun I had, I played with Bucky Covington. You remember him? He was on the American Idol.
Oh, yeah.
Guy. And we went down to Carlsbad Cabin, and them people down there sure do appreciate country music. And we did a show down there here several months back, and it was awesome, man. You know, they just really welcomed us there, and it was just, you know, anytime you pull up to a show and people are standing there waiting to meet you, man, it just kind of makes you, like, what you're doing feel like you're doing the right thing, you know what I mean?
Right.
When people appreciate you like that.
Well, who inspires you on your writing? I know you use some other artists. Who are your favorite writers that you've, or recording artists that you've published their music or play their music?
You talk about my mentors, pretty right. much. Well, you know, Gary Stewart, Gene Watson, you know, guys like that have got them crying voices. I kind of got one myself, though. I mean, that sing songs with pain in their voice, you know.
Right.
You know, Merle Haggard, George Jones, them guys, you know, I like the old school guys, you know. And at the end of the day, you know, Vince Gill, you know, this is going to blow you a trip right here. Steve Perry of Journey, back when Journey, you know, I loved Steve Perry. He was a great artist.
And so how did Steve Perry influence you?
That vocal, man, he has some of the major, I don't do acapella singing, but I just was amazed by the way that guy can do sing acapella, you know, and just like in a natural voice.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I grew up from East Texas, and we grew up around a guy by the name of Jim Reeves. And and when he would sing, it would be like somebody talking. Mm-hmm. I mean, he could sing in front of a candle, and the candle wouldn't even move.
Yeah.
I mean, his voice was just would carry so much with so little effort. As far as your writing goes, do you write most of your stuff, or who does your writing?
I do. I do write a lot, but I'm a kind of a guy that just because I write it don't mean it's for me. And in the day's music, I run across a lot of these younger guys. Not that I'm old or anything, but people write songs and they think they can sing them. You know, I mean, the trick of this trade is singing songs that match your voice. You know what I
right.
mean? And or making a song and taking it and then making it match your voice, you know, and making it your own. But what was the question again?
I feel like
a president all of a sudden.
The teleprompter just went blank.
Yeah,
that's no big deal. I was talking about who influences you on, you know, your writing. In other words, there's got to be a certain style of writing. I know you like the crying voice and everything else, but what about? As far as when you sit down and you write a tune, is it a guitar first or is it the words first?
Sometimes it comes both ways. A lot of guys do it just one way, but me, sometimes I can come up with the lyrics and I go back and get the guitar. Sometimes I get the guitar and then I come up with the lyrics for the melody I write with the guitar. So
right. Earlier I noticed that when I was playing some stuff, my friend Steve Thornell and Craig McWhorter, that you were kind of playing along with them, so you mm-hmm. can kind of play on the fly then.
I can hear chords. So I mean that's what I do this for a living, so yeah.
Right, right.
That harmonica player you had a while ago, yeah, he was playing a blues thing. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He's been playing. His dad was, I mean, his uncle was called Uncle Jack, played for Johnny Winter.
Oh,
played
really?
Drums, man, yeah.
It seems like I heard that name somewhere before.
Right, right. And so he had some influence. His mom was a piano teacher, and she influenced him a lot. Well, let's get back to you. How about where are you going to be playing here? Where have you played lately in the Dallas-Fort Worth area? How often do you play around here?
Well, my songwriter deals, I do every Monday night. I do at a place called Hooley's over in Shaxie every Monday night.
Uh-huh.
And then every Wednesday night, let's see, I'm in Leona over on the other side of Fort Worth at a real nice new club that's opened up over there. It's called Wet Willie's.
Okay, that's a brand new club.
It's
then,
a
right?
brand new club, yeah. It's a big, big club and nice, man. It's one of the nicest clubs I've ever walked in. And I'll do a full band show there. And then every Thursday night, I'm back in Frisco at a place called Shuckers. And okay. they do the songwriters around there, and they bring in different singer-songwriters around the state. And
what do you mean? When you say bring, that's your songwriters thing, explain that to everybody.
Well,
what are you talking about?
When you do a songwriters round, there's a lot of singer-songwriters. Well, you know, let's say Garth Brooks, he's a singer-songwriter. So, if I do a songwriter round, if I wanted to invite him or anybody else, you come without their band. You just come. It's just you and your guitar, and you're talking, and you tell why you wrote the song. It's a one-on-one with the audience, you know. And you're talking about me and the song and why I wrote it. And there's usually three or four guys on the stage, all with guitars, that are all songwriters and good singers, and they just tell why they picked the song or why they wrote the song. Well, things of that nature.
What about Rolling On? That's yours. Did you write that song?
I wrote it, yeah.
And what was the story behind that?
Well, I got a son, and I was kind of watching him grow up, and, you know, and it started the idea. It took me a year to write that song, you know, and some songs come real quick, some like a year, but that song. I was just kind of watching him, you know, to go through things in his life. And then it just kind of took its own deal. I was on the bus one night, and the guy said, "Hey, man, we need to write something about being on the road on the bus." And then I took part two of the, my mind, that song, you know. And next thing you know, it kind of turned into a bus song, you know.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, but it started out me writing, you know, like, this road I'm on takes me further from my home, you know. And I was thinking about my son, you
right.
know, and every mile takes me further from my home, you know. And then, you know, I got to keep moving. I keep telling him all, you know, as he's growing up, you got to keep moving. You can't sweat the small stuff. Just keep moving forward, you know.
Right.
It was the ideal of the song. And then the guys on the bus started saying, "Hey, man, you could turn this into," you know. So I ended up finishing it up.
All right. Well, let's take a little break here. We'll come right back. This is Jerry Audley and Jeff Overturf from WTFRadio.me. We'll be right back. And we're going to play a couple songs from Jerry Audley. We'll be right back. Okay, this song coming up is called "Rolling On" by Jerry Audley.
This road I'm on goes on and on and on. Every mile takes me further from my home. Gotta keep moving, gotta keep on rolling on. I'm moving like a freight train. I gotta keep rolling on. I lose sight of where I'm going, and I realize I gotta keep rolling on. I made a lot of wrong turns going down a nowhere road. I lost a lot of good friends to that cocaine and dope. I'm moving like a freight train. Gotta keep rolling on. But every time I look back, I lose sight of where I'm going. Then I realize I gotta keep rolling on. Taking everything I own. I'm standing at the crossroads, left praying for my soul. I'm moving like a freight train. keep rolling on. And every time I look back, I lose sight of where I'm going. And I realize I gotta keep rolling on.
Okay, this next song by Jerry is called Never Say Never.
I nudged my buddy when she walked in and told him someday she'd be mine. He said no way and gave me a grin and said she'd have to be blind. She flipped her hair and breathed on by, perfume. We both fell out. He said, man, you're dreaming. I said, I hope it comes true soon. But never say never, 'cause you never know. Sometimes you just gotta believe if you want love to grow. When true love's in your heart, let it show. But never say never, 'cause you never know. I finally met her through a friend of a friend and turned on the charm. I said, let's get together, I'll hold you forever in my two loving arms. She said, I've been burned before. Men are sweet liars until they get what they want, and then they walk out the door. But never say never, 'cause you never know. Sometimes you just gotta believe if you want love to grow. When true love's in your heart, let it show. Never say never, 'cause you never know. I could have folded, given up, left my dreams in the dust. I worked hard for 2 long years and finally won her trust. When we got married, that same old buddy stood at my best man. As we walked down the aisle, I nudged him again and said, you can if you believe you can. But never say never, 'cause you never know. Sometimes you just gotta believe if you want love to grow. When true love's in your heart, then let it show. But never say never, 'cause you never know. And never say never, 'cause you never know.
All right, I'm back. This is Jeff Overturf from WTFRadio.me. I'm sitting here with Jerry Audley. And, Jerry, I was noticing while we were talking, you sound a whole lot like Elvis Presley. What's the deal with that?
I guess Elvis died and got in my body. No, I don't know. People have been saying that for years, you know. And in Nashville, when I was living in Nashville, that was my nickname. Everybody called me Elvis, and I talked like Elvis. And it's nothing that I try to do. It's just what happens, I guess. I don't know, but that's a compliment as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, I would imagine.
I love Elvis.
So have you ever done any recording out in out there in Memphis? Or?
Hell yeah. Man, I've recorded all over Tennessee, yeah.
So have you actually done some recordings you've done on albums out there, or where do you do
your recording? Yeah, I've done several albums in Nashville. I do most of my stuff here in Texas now. I got a buddy of mine owns a studio called, it's an Audio Dallas there, and it's a old, it used to be called Autumn Sound, and it's a studio Willie used to record in all the time.
Really?
And, yeah.
And it's here in Dallas?
Oh, yeah. It's a really nice studio. He recorded the Redheaded Stranger album. I don't know if you ever heard
of
that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know that album.
And it's one of the best albums he ever done, I think. But anyway, I've done a lot of work there. I've done a lot of work in Willie's studio down in Purden, Alice, where he's got a studio down there, and I've done a lot of work. But these last couple of years, I've just been working out of Audio Dallas. That's where my sound is, you know. I also produce other artists. So I bring all my artists in the same studio and work out of the same studio.
Well, what'd you think about Craig McWhorter from New York City?
I think he's got something going on. He sounded good to me, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm going to try to get the two of y'all hooked up either in some sort of collaborative writing thing, or just trying to get him out of New York City and get him back down here to Dallas where he's from and maybe do a little recording. Well, where are you going to be playing here coming up here pretty soon?
Well, actually, I'm going to be in Fort Worth, outside of Fort Worth at Wet Willie's coming up next week. And then later on in the month, the week after, I'm in Abilene doing the Rattlesnake Roundup. And then, let's see. I just got a deal to do with Garth. I'm fixing to open a show for Garth.
Is he performing again?
Well, this is going to be an acoustic show. He's doing acoustic. I'm doing full band.
Right.
There's a girl that got hurt. She's a barrel racer or whatever. Right. And they're doing a rodeo, and they're doing a fundraiser. And I got invited to do the open, and I said, shoot. They said, will you open for Garth? And I said, yeah.
Are you kidding?
So
I'm in.
It's in the process of being put together now, and it's going to be April 23rd, and it's going to be in Elk City, Oklahoma.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Now, is he from Oklahoma or Texas?
Yeah, he's an Oklahoma boy, yeah.
Oh, he is? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's something else. He doesn't even tour anymore, does he?
He don't have to. He made $40 million.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. He's a good songwriter.
The word's out that he, you know, and this is secondhand news from what I get, you know, but he's fixing to hit it with the road again, so.
Well, I hope he does because, you know, and it'll be big. I mean, it'll be big, big.
Yeah, you know, he's a great. You know, he knows how to pick the right songs and sing them.
Oh, yeah. Well, does he write his own stuff, or does everybody?
He does some, you know.
Yeah.
But he gets a lot of songs from his writer and publishing companies and stuff.
That song you wrote, Three Nickels and a Dime?
I didn't write that.
Oh, you didn't? That sounds a lot like Garth, something he would do.
Yeah, a friend of mine, Tommy Barnes, I do a lot of his music. Me and him, he's a great friend of mine, and he's wrote like a lot of hits for Garth Brooks. I mean, not Garth, but Tim McGraw.
Uh-huh.
He's had hits from everybody, actually, but... there's a guy years ago named Ricky Lynn Gregg. I don't know if you remember him.
No, I know who he is.
He cut that song. And on this last album I done, Tommy called me. I said, you ought to cut this song. It's perfect for you. And I said, well, you know, Ricky cut it back in the late 80s. And so early 90s. So we cut it, you know, and it's an album cut pretty much. But I don't know if we're going to try to release it or nothing. But it's a good song.
Okay, great. Have you got a new album coming up anytime soon?
Well, this album I got out here now, Oddly Familiar, is new.
It's, okay.
We're just fixing to put it out. It's been out. We've been finished with it. We released two singles off of it. And, you know, I kind of went through a little divorce thing there in my life and changed everything up. And we didn't release the album. You know, it took me 9 months to kind of pull out of that.
Oh, that's a rough go. But, ladies, did y'all hear that? Jerry Oddly is going to be single now.
I am single now.
All right.
I am now.
I'm going to be the Jerry Oddly pimp on the radio now.
Yeah, man. I'm looking for a good-hearted woman.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be out there. If they listen to you sing and play and stuff, it's not going to be tough. You're going to have two guitars, one to play and sing with and one to beat the women off of you.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't want them kind of women I had to beat off of me, you know.
I know what you mean. All right, let's take a little break so we can play a couple more songs by Jerry Oddly. This is Jeff Overturf from WTFRadio.me and Jerry Oddly. We'll be right back. Okay, this song coming up is called Day by Day by Jerry Oddly.
Today, I was thinking, and you crossed my mind. In the past of yesterday, man, it's been a long, long
you can't look to tomorrow. You can't live in the past. You gotta take it day by day. If you're ever gonna last, they say love lasts forever. Lord, you couldn't tell by me. You walked away so easy. Lord, I can't, no, I can't break free. You can't look to tomorrow. You can't live in the past. You gotta take it day by day. If you're ever gonna last, if you're ever gonna last.
Okay, this next song is called Three Nickels and a Dime by Jerry Oddly.
Name and number, three nickels and a dime. If you get to feeling lonely, you can call me any old time. And if you're looking for some real good loving, girl, I have what you got in mind. Baby, here's my name and number, three nickels and a dime. Looking for a friend, 'cause I'm raring to go and I'm ready to roll. A good man's hard to find. Baby, here's my name and number, three nickels and a dime.
looking for a friend. Cause I'm raring to go and I'm ready to roll. A good man's hard to find. Baby, here's my name and number. Three nickels and a dime.
All right, this is Jeff Overturf from WTFRadio.me. I'm sitting here with Jerry Audley, a country music singer and performer, and he's got some good music out there. Jerry, if people want to find your music, and how do they go about doing that? What's the best resource?
Right now, they can go to Google Facebook, Jerry Audley, A-U-D-L-E-Y, and click over on Reverb Nation, or, you know, and find all kind of information out on us and hear blurbs of our music now there, or they can go to CD Baby or Amazon, all those, what is it, Amazon or whatever?
Yeah, Amazon.com,
yeah. All those, all the internet distribution, we're in contact, we're in with all contact with all those guys. And
great. So. Do you sell some of your stuff when you're playing live? Like,
oh, yeah. That's where it's up. I mean, nowadays, that's where it's all at, man. People are not selling records anymore, really, you know.
Because the industry's all twisted up. Man, yeah. It's because of iPhone. Or iTunes is what I should say.
Yeah, man. I meet people all the time. They say, I got your song from here and there, you know, and I'm like, I didn't get paid.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
So it's a lot of, you know, that going on with it, you know.
At least I gave you the respect by trying to contact you and ask permission first.
Sure, yeah. You know. But, I mean, there's so many people doing it, man. It's that's why Garf kind of pulled out of the business, you know. He ain't on iTunes. He don't believe in none of this stuff because it killed the industry.
It
killed the music industry.
Well, you know, one of the smartest things I've seen lately were the Eagles, and they did that buy it at Walmart only because they had so many stores and so much distribution. So they said, if you want to buy this CD from us, you got to buy it only from Walmart. I thought that might be a smart move for somebody if they're going to turn something out because, you know, because their distribution is so big. They got so many locations, and they got, you know.
Well, once it hits the air, though, people can steal it. You know, they can record it and put it on their iPhone. You know, all this stuff.
It says what you hear right here on this thing. So whenever it plays, anything that plays anywhere, you can hit what you hear, and boom, you can record it. That's
right.
A fact.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't have told that to everybody.
I mean, it's nothing, you know. But with the government's working on right now, trying to figure out a way to stop this, you know, is that wait, because it's killed the music industry. I mean, it's totally, Nashville's a ghost town pretty much now.
Really?
And with the Texas music movement, and the way it's going now, you know, everything's happening here in Texas, you know, all the artists are independent.
Right.
And you're going to the studios, they produce their own records, you know, and everything. You know, I have my own record label myself, you know, it's called Jam Records.
All right.
And Jerry Audley Music. And I produce my own stuff. I put it out myself and the whole nine yards, and I sell it at my shows, you know. And I'm in some stores. Hastings got carry it. I'm fixing to launch a big campaign on this next single I let release, and we're gonna be taking it a step bigger and taking a bigger shot at the whole country with the United States anyway. I got some investors now, and the backing is wanting to like I take a bigger shot, and that's what it takes is the money and. I mean, we're still, we can't rake in a bigger piece of the pie.
Right. Well, you know, there's not, you know, even though that I got your music off of Reverb Nation, it's not near as good as the CD quality.
Right.
In other words, like there's no comparison.
Right.
Because, you know, the sound, even because now I'm going to take all the songs off the CDs and play it on my show, and I'm going to get rid of those other ones because they're just not quite good enough. Mm-hmm. For everybody's information, earlier me and Jerry recorded on video and live, actually, just him and his guitar sitting here right in my studio here, and I think it turned out pretty good. So we're going to be putting that on the website on WTFRadio.me. As a matter of fact, let's listen to one of those songs right now.
All right, my friend.
Girl, you got lonely lips all over you. I can read the writing from across this crowded room. Up by yourself, there in your world of blue. Now love keep me lonely, you.
lights on the slow dance, I hear heartache. Something tells me I don't know, I just might be here to save the day. Girl, you got lonely written all over you. I can read the writing from across this crowded room. Well, I'll buy your
All right, this next song is called Where Losing You Hits Home.
After I punch out, the boss thinks that I'm bucking for a raise, but that's not what it's about. Sometimes I ride around to dawn anything to keep from going home to that big brick house on the corner lot with the finest things inside. You once said it was to die for. It's just where love died. It's got all the luxuries, and it's the last place I wanna be alone since you left this big old house. Is where losing you hits home. And a shelter from the rain. But there's no way that it can shelter me from the loneliness and pain. I guess I'll waste my time every way I know, till it's the last place that's left for me to go. That big brick house on the corner lot with the finest things inside. He once said it was to die for. Just where love died. It's got all the luxuries, and it's the last place I wanna be alone since you left. This big old house is where losing you hits home. Thank you. got home. The luxuries, and it's the last place I wanna be alone. But since you left this big old house, is where losing you hits home. This big old house is where losing you hits home.
Okay, this next song coming up is called Drinking Thing by Jerry Audley.
Every day I tell myself it's temporary, that it's only 'cause she's young that makes her want another man. But even though she makes me feel unnecessary, I found a way to help me understand. And I've got this drinking thing to keep from thinking things about where you've been, who you've been with, what you've done. And it's a lonely thing, but it's the only thing that keeps a fool man love hanging on. If I wait up at home all lonely, I'll ask her questions. She'd probably tell the truth, so I don't even ask. So I'll sit here on this bar stool feeling helpless, and I wonder just how long a man can last. And I've got this drinking thing to keep from thinking things about where you've been, who you've been with, what you've done. That keeps a foolish man love hanging on. That keeps a foolish man love hanging on.
All right, Jerry, well, I've really appreciated you having you on the show, and it's not going to be the last time we do this. We're going to do it again, and we're going to keep in touch, and we'll see if we can do a little work together on the media stuff as far as video and web publishing.
Well, I hope your fans enjoyed it.
Oh, I think they will. And like I said, I'll probably get a lot of activity because of this. And I really appreciate you coming over and doing this for
me. Sure enough, man. Be sure and check me out on Facebook. Google Jerry Audley, A-U-D-L-E-Y, and speak to us over there. And go to, there's a link to Reverb Nation, tells you where we're at and where we're playing until I get Jeff to put my website back.
Oh, yeah. I'll be helping you out. That's a guarantee. All right, everybody, this is Jeff Overturf from WTFRadio.me. We're going to play some more music by Jerry Audley, but we're going to wrap up this interview. All right, Jerry, is there anything you want to say to anybody?
Yeah, God bless y'all. Remember, the Lord Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior.
All right, everybody, this is Jeff Overturf for WTFRadio.me. Let's play some more music. Lucky, Lucky Me by Jerry Audley.
Set the Guinness Book of Records for the loneliest heart in the game. Hey, my low self-esteem makes me most likely to succeed. But when it came to romance, I didn't have a chance. But now get a load of me. I'm doing real good if I have to say so myself. After all this time of striking out with the girl, I'll be a son of a gun. I hit a home run in front of. Motivated, elevated to my second wind, back again, better than new. Oh, lucky, lucky me, I found you. Motivated, elevated to my second wind, back again, better than new. Lucky, lucky me, I found you. Yeah, lucky, lucky me, I found you.
All right. Here's another song by Jerry. It's called Getting Over You by Jerry Audley.
When you left, I told myself this would be a snap. I'll find a shortcut through the pain, and I'll come roaring. All the heartache and pretend I'm good as new. But guess what I found out? I got a whole lot of hurting to do. And there ain't no getting around getting over you. It's just something me and my heart are gonna go through. I got to hang tough, suck it up, miss you till I get enough singing and moaning the blues. And there ain't no getting around getting over you. The first night I was on my own, I was tearing up the town. I missed a cool on a low bar stool, then my world come a crashing down. Then the jukebox played one of our love songs, and honey, I started to cry. Then your memory walked right through that door, and that's when I realized that there ain't no getting around getting over you. It's just something me and my heart are gonna go through. I got to hang tough, suck it up, miss you till I get enough of singing and moaning the blues. And there ain't no getting around getting over you. Well, there ain't no
till I get enough of singing and moaning the blues. And there ain't no getting around, getting over you. I got to hang tough, suck it up, miss you till I get enough of singing and moaning the blues. And there ain't no getting around, getting over you. That's right.
Hi, everybody. This is Jeff Overturf from WTFRadio.me. If you need any work done, custom audio reproduction, high-definition video for your website or your Facebook pages, please give me a call at 469-235-2477. All right, everybody. We're going to switch to another player here and get some more music going.